Happy Father's Day to all of our dads, and hopefully you're well fed at this point. A lot of dads here earlier, this mass not as full. Over the years, volumes have been written about learning, different models, methods, trends of human education. With the advent of online education, there's even more to the mix. With all of these changes and studies of how we learn, human nature remains the same. And what Thomas Aquinas and Aristotle said centuries and centuries ago still applies. We learn through our senses. We learn by imitation. And in a world that is quickly losing its senses, in a world that offers fewer heroes worth our imitation, is it any wonder that our country, our world, civilization is facing such problems? Where civility is being replaced with violence, hatred, and war. As we come to church today, we come here not just as a retreat from world news and headlines. And we're offered not just a retreat here, but today, in this Eucharist and in these readings that we have just heard proclaim, we are given something. There's a revelation, a substance that is being shared, is being offered so that we as human beings might engage. And in engaging, be equipped to counter the realities that we have seen. We find ourselves in chapter 9 of Luke's gospel. Jesus and his disciples are here in a place of solitude. The crowd is gone. And it's Jesus with the 12. And he begins to engage them with questions that are evoking their experience, their senses. He says, "Who do the people say that I am? What have you seen and heard?" He asks, "Who do you say that I am?" And then we hear who Jesus himself says he is. We're given a revelation. He says, "I am the one who will suffer greatly, who will be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes. I will be killed and I will be raised." Finally, he gives them an invitation. He said, "For you who follow, come with me. Take up your cross daily and follow me." My friends, here, far from the classroom, we find Jesus the teacher. Nazareth High School up in Galilee is closed. But here on this mountain, they are being given a lesson of discipleship that they can see and hear. And they are being taught how to engage that through their senses and through imitation. As we find ourselves on this Father's Day, as we find ourselves at the end of a school year for many families, let us remember there is something to be learned and discovered wherever we are in life. Let us remember there is something to be engaged, to be loved. There is something good by which we can continue to be formed, by which we can continue to flourish, and in which we can prosper. I've seen something of this happen just recently for my brother. 3 weeks ago, he became a dad for the first time. And there's something new beginning to flourish in him. And it's really quite interesting to see. Little Bridget Mary didn't come with a dad book. But you know, he's beginning to learn what it means to be a dad. And there will come a day when it won't be just Bridget Mary teaching Brian, but Brian will have to teach Bridget Mary. And he will do so as so many of our fathers have, by their example. Came across a story that I want to share. It was a Facebook post this week by the news reporter Walter Perez, Channel 6. He said, earlier this month, I asked my baby girl, who is now 11, if I could take her to go see a movie. She said yes. Then, while she was playing outside, I washed my car. I showered, shaved, and dressed up nicely. But before we left, I opened the car door for her, took her out for a nice dinner, I paid, of course, and took her to the movies, making sure to open every door and to hold her hand along the way. When we arrived back home, I thanked her for a wonderful time, and I kissed her cheek. Then I asked her, do you understand why Daddy did all this? After giving me a quizzical look, I said, the time will come when boys will ask you to go out on dates, and if any one of them treats you with any less respect and thoughtfulness than what I showed you tonight, they're not worth your time or energy. You understand? And her ensuing smile indicated that she did. So with that, here's an open message to the lucky son of a gun who will someday take my daughter out on her second date. Be sure to respect yourself, respect others, and in particular, respect my daughter, or don't bother ringing my doorbell. My friends, yeah. I'm going to write to Walter Perez and tell him I talked about him in a Catholic homily. It's his story. But you know, imitation. That little girl is going to have something, a model. And they may, those boys, meet up to that or not. But she will know. And you know, for the human family, there's been someone ringing on the doorbell for centuries. It's God who made us. A God who has revealed himself as Father. And what a good Father he is, who grasps us not only and engages us with our senses so that we might learn him, but through his example. The one who suffered and died for us. My friends, this summer, let us so engage. Let us so see again and learn the reality of who we are so that we can be that more and more for others, for one another, and for a world that has either not known this or has rejected it or simply needs to see it in you and me.